Hitchhiking. You are on an exchange trip to England. One evening, you're out with your host brother and some friends of his. One girl has just come back from a class trip and tells the following story to all of you.
We were staying in this tiny village, you know. It was nice, but there was nothing much to do in the evenings. During the daytime, we went on all kinds of trips, hiked, went swimming, and so on. But evenings were a bit dull. You know Kathy, don't you? She's my best friend, and she's kept very strictly at home. I think that may have been the reason why she came to me one evening and suggested something. "Have you ever hitchhiked?" she asked. Of course I hadn't. Where would I hitchhike to here in London? She just wanted to do it for dares, you know. I mean, we didn't want to go anywhere. Weren't allowed to either. Well, in the end she convinced me that it would be a nice adventure and not dangerous if we stayed together, and so we set about planning it. We couldn't really stop a car and just tell the driver, "We want to hitchhike. We don't care where you're going." So we got a map and found the name of a village a few miles south of ours. Then we stationed ourselves beside the road at the end of the village. For a long time, not one car came along. Then, finally, there was one. But we ran away from the road because we had started to giggle like mad. But then we pulled ourselves together, made very serious faces, and stationed ourselves beside the road again. Soon after that, a car came along. We both stuck out our thumbs, and the car stopped at once. We were both astonished at how quickly we had succeeded. When the driver rolled down his window, I asked, "Are you going to Dunfoot?" That was the name we had looked up. And then guess what the man said? "What do you mean, are you going? This is a taxi." You can't imagine how quickly we stepped back. I don't even remember if we said anything else to the driver. We just ran away and almost laughed our heads off. We didn't try hitchhiking again.